Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly blessed and honored in Jesus' mighty name to be before you on this day. Once again, God allowed us to see today. God has allowed us to be able to come forth today to be able to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah and glory to your name. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come forth Monday through Friday reading the Word of God from the King James Version of God's Holy Word. Once again, I also want to give honor and praise to my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And then I also just want to thank all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, those that are listening to our archive. God bless you. God bless you out there in Los Angeles, California. Minister Andrew Orlander, God bless you, my brother. Amen. God bless you, brother, out there in Chicago, Illinois. Brother Eddie, God bless you. Amen. Amen. Sister V out of Compton, California. God bless you out there. Amen. Brother Vance in Los Angeles, California as well. Praise God. We also acknowledge Waukegan in Zion, Illinois. Praise God. We also acknowledge, praise God, that those out there in Korea, praise God, those out there in Jamaica, Canada, many of our listeners, praise God, that bring forth support out of Egypt. Praise God. We see those that are listening to our archives. And we thank you for your listening time and pleasure with us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Once again, praise God, I'm blessed. Today, once again, is a wonderful day to be alive. Amen. I'm truly thankful and blessed in the name of Jesus. As we come forth out of the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. And we just want to thank God for those that have brought forth support through David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We ask that the desire to support our ministry here, we ask that you go at shawdavid1968@yahoo.com. Praise God. And all proceeds and donations go towards this show. Praise God. Plus, we also help those whom are homeless. We feed the hungry. Amen. We just do many awesome God-giving works for those that are out there in need the best way that we can. Amen. On a personal level. Praise God. Once again, we thank God for all you who are listening. Amen. And before we go further, let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, as we come before you on this day, we come once again humbling ourselves before you, Lord God, with our eyes closed and our knees bent, and letting us know that you are God all by yourself, and that apart from you we can do nothing, but with you, by you, and for you we can do all things, and it's by that we give praise. We give glory and honor, because we know apart from you we can do nothing, but with you, by you, and for you we are and will do all things through you in Jesus' name. We pray that the ears that hear the word that goes forth on this evening, God, that you bless them, be with them, help them, and strengthen them in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We come forth out of the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let us read. No, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. are that no man can say to Jesus, is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences in administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God, which worketh all in all. And there, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit of the word of wisdom, and another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. The other faith by the same Spirit. The another the gift of healing by the same. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy, and to another discerning the Spirit, to another diverse kind of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self-same Spirit divided that every man surely, severely as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of the one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? For the whole were hearing, where the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body? And the eye cannot see unto the hand, and no have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more these members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to honor, be less honorable unto these who bestow more, and are uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacked, that what should be no skin in the body, but that the members of should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member, be honest, all the members rejoice with it. Now, ye are a body of Christ and members in particular. The God hath set some of in the church. We'll be back.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
never would have made it without you, Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, we're coming back into 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and continue reading out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let us read. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that your Gentiles carried away unto them dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there is diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences and administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man that profit with a. For the one is given by the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one in the self-same Spirit, defying the every man severely as he will. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we baptized into one body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into the Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? A if the ear shall say, because I am not the ear, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the sunny? But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body. Is it hath pleased him? And if they were all one member, where were the body? And now are they many members, yet but one body? And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more these members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our comely parts have more abundant comeliness, and our comely parts have no need. But God hath tempered the body together, having even more abundant honor to the part which lacketh. And there should be no scheme in the body, but that the members shall have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular, and God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healing, helps, government, diversity, and tongues. And all the apostles are all the prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaineth not itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. But we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. But now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I also am known. And Noah by the faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Both after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in the unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men that edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth, edifieth the church. I would that ye all speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesies that he prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except that interpret that the church may receive edifying. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine? And even things without life given sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give the distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known that it is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give the uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? So likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. There are, if many be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Even so ye. For as so much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may zeal the edifying of the church. Wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in the unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Also, as when they shall bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room with the unlearned say, Amen? Thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest. For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than you all. Yet in the church I had ever speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children of understanding. Howbeit, in might be ye children, but in understanding be men. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. And yet, for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord. Wherefore, tongues are for the sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying severs, not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that they are mad? But if all prophesy, and there came in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifested. And so, falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of the truth. How is it then, brethren, when ye come together, where every one of you have a psalm, have a doctrine, have a tongue, have a revelation, have an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge if anything be revealed to another, to that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all men learn, and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of saints. Let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is the shame of women to speak in the church. Wait! Come the word of God out from you, or come it into you only. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I wrote unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, commit to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which is preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen in Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, for whom the greater part remain unto these present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not met to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which is bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preached, and so we believed. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that dead rise not, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. Or if Christ be not raised, for your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But how now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that sleep? For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, where he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith, all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did not all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily. Yet after the manner of man, I have fought with beasts, at Ephesus, what advantages it me? If the dead rise not, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manner. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame, but some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And what body do they come? The fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bow again. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain, but God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there's one kind of flesh of man, neither flesh or beasts, neither of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star different from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in the corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness and is raised in power. It is sown in natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body and there's a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which was spiritual, but that which was natural, and afterward that which was spiritual. The first man is of the earthly. The second man is of the Lord, from heaven, as is the earth. Such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of the eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and shall be changed. For this corruptible must be an incorruptible, and this mortal must put on the immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall he brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for so much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. And that's going to conclude the reading of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Amen. We will pick up again on tomorrow. Chapter 16 of 1 Corinthians. But once again, we want to thank you for joining us on today. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And so God, be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no.
have. I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
You just say one.